Well, I need some help today. I wonder if you can all remember way back to Easter Sunday and what I'm guessing you all said. Alleluia, Christ is risen. Christ is risen indeed. Alleluia. Jessica reminded me a few weeks ago, we do not say that enough, right? So we said it today. Today is actually the last Sunday in our Easter season. Next Sunday, we have to get ready for Pentecost, when we celebrate the gift of the Holy Spirit and the birthday of the church. But for today, we are reminded again in our reading from Romans of the gift of new life we know in Christ and the hope of the resurrection we celebrate on Easter and every Sunday. Well, today you were given a stone, hopefully, as you entered the sanctuary. It looks small, right? Pretty small. But I want you to look at that stone, or if you don't have one, look at a neighbor's, and imagine that that stone represents any number of things. Maybe that stone represents one thing you did not get done that you should have done this last week. Maybe it represents one angry thought you had or expressed out loud. That stone could represent one person who hurt you or disappointed you. Or maybe that stone is your deepest fear, your greatest fear. Well, we carry around a lot of stones, a lot of burdens that are heavy and weigh us down. Some that we have brought on ourselves, and some that have come through another person or experience that is out of our control. In our Christian tradition, we call some of these stones sin. Thoughts and words and actions and suffering that we know go against God's ways. We turn away from God. We hurt ourselves and others. We are broken people in a broken world. Sin is a part of the human condition, we are reminded today. And no matter how hard we try, we can't mend all that is broken or heal every wound. In Paul's conversation with the Romans that we heard just a few moments ago in our reading, we heard Paul speak about sin, the old life, and the freedom of our new life in Christ. Well, I'm going to read again a few verses from Romans chapter 6, this time from another translation from the Message. Paul says, "So what do we do? Keep on sinning so God can keep on forgiving? I should hope not. If we've left the country where sin is sovereign, how can we still live in our old house there? Or didn't you realize we packed up and left there for good? That is what happened in baptism. When we went under the water, we left the old country of sin behind. When we came up out of the water, we entered into the new country of grace, a new life in a new land." A new life, Paul says, in a new land of grace. This is the incredible promise our God gives to us in our baptism, one that is hard to believe, and so we have to gather together and hear this promise again and again. We have to remember our baptism daily, otherwise we forget that we have been forgiven, that we have been given new life and a new chance day after day. Now, this morning, I could tell you all kinds of stories about new life and freedom and new lands. But instead, I'm going to let Jesus tell us a story. In the Gospel of John, in the 8th chapter, Jesus is in the temple teaching. And the scribes and the Pharisees come up to Jesus because they want to test him. They want to catch him breaking the law. So they bring a woman to Jesus who had committed adultery. And they tell Jesus that according to the law, Moses commanded such women to be stoned to death. "Now what do you say?" they asked Jesus. And Jesus does a funny thing. He bends down and starts writing in the dirt. But they keep asking. And eventually Jesus stands up and says, "Let anyone among you who is without sin be the first to throw a stone at her." And then he bends down and writes in the ground again. And guess what? The men all left, right? One by one. Jesus stands up again and says to the woman, "Where are they? Has no one condemned you?" And she says, "No one, sir." And Jesus said, "Neither do I condemn you. Go your way, and from now on, do not sin again." Well, this is a story that begins with sin and ends with forgiveness and freedom. There is the sin committed by the woman and her partner, although he is not put before Jesus. And there is the sin of the scribes and the Pharisees who stand in judgment. Now, the scribes and the Pharisees leave Jesus, convicted by his words, and miss the forgiveness proclaimed. But the woman, standing there, hears this good news of forgiveness and freedom. "Go," Jesus says, "go and live a new life." It's a powerful story of sin, but an even more powerful story of freedom. It's a life-changing story, life-changing for that woman, and life-changing for us because it is our story as well. Jesus' forgiveness and promise and command for this woman is good news for us today. Jesus says to you and to me, "You have been forgiven and you have been set free. Go and live a new life." Sometimes we are weighed down by our brokenness and our sin. And sometimes we are weighed down by our judgment of someone else's sin. We cannot fix what has been broken, and we cannot free ourselves. We need Jesus. We need the one who knows our sin and carries it for us. We need the one who helps us to stand up and breathe, the one who puts our old life behind us day after day, and brings us into new life with him. As Christians, we often talk about new life in Christ, but we don't really live like we are free. We don't live out this new life that we have been given. We can't truly understand that we have entered a new country of grace. Well, Jesus opens our eyes today. He asks us to look at the sin that separates us from God and from one another. He asks us to look at all that we carry around with us day after day after day. And Jesus tells us, this is not the life God wants us to live. That is the old life. Jesus asks us to put down our stones, the ones we carry ourselves and the ones we throw at one another. And then, when we can't let go of all those on our own, Jesus steps in and carries those burdens for us. Fear and disappointment, shame and guilt, grief and pain, all of those things that tell us that we are unlovable and incapable and unimportant. Jesus says, "No way. Don't carry that sin with you. Don't live that old life. You are a child of God, a beloved child of God, forgiven and loved and freed forever." Paul said, that's what baptism into the life of Jesus means. When we are lowered into the water, it is like the burial of Jesus. When we are raised up out of the water, it's like the resurrection of Jesus. Each of us is raised into a light-filled world by our Father, so that we can see where we are going in our new grace-sovereign country. You are living in the freedom of God. So when you forget, when we forget that we are forgiven and loved and claimed by God, we are invited to go back to our baptism, to the promises we know from God. Hear again today this good news that you have been made free. Go and live. Well, today we have the opportunity to remember our baptism during our sacred space time or Holy Communion or even after the service. I invite you to come forward to the font and put your stone in that font or around it. Put your hands in the water and remember that you have been given new life, that we know the hope of the resurrection and the promise of new life in Christ. And so we say again, Alleluia, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Amen.